Lilui Nishmas Abba Mori Zichronu Livracha. We're up to Siman Sadi Zayin. Lo Yigahek, that means a person shouldn't belch. V'lo Yifahek, which means Paseach Piv Lotzi Ruach HaPeh, means to have a big yawn during Shmona Esrei, because it's not covered in front of Hashem like that. V'im Tzarech Lefahek B'toch Onos, what if you have to yawn? Then Yaniach Yadu Al Piv Shalatir Psichaso, and be careful to cover your mouth when you have this big yawn. Now it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention what if you have to belch during Shmona Esrei, that you have to cover your mouth. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because there your mouth doesn't open up as much, and it's also much for a much shorter time. So there the halacha doesn't require you to cover your mouth in that case where by mistake you have to belch during Shmona Esrei. Ramah says, V'yizayir shelo yaniach yado al santeru b'shas ha-tfila tabiderach gasus haruach. Some people put their hands like next to their mouths as they're davening, and that's gaiva. If a chazan's doing that, the Mishnah Berurah says, because he wants to get the sound of his out better, that's part of how he gets a beautiful sound of his voice during davening, then that's mutter. Because that's not gossip, that's in order, he's doing his job. He's being a good professional chazan. But for the average person, just to daven like that would be gaiva, and you shouldn't do it. Now the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis has a whole discussion about spitting during Shmona Esrei and what to do if you have to spit. It's not kavod to spit. Now, this is talking about in those days the shuls had dirt floors, and it was normal to spit and then cover the spit with some dirt at the bottom, you know, on the floor of the shul. Nowadays we don't do this anymore. Nowadays our shuls have stone floors or wooden floors, carpeting. No one's spitting the way they're describing here in our shuls. And therefore the poskim say that if a person thinks, you know, he has a cough or a cold and he might need to have a phlegm or he'll have to spit during Shmona Esrei, he should make sure to have with him either tissues or a handkerchief in order to avoid having to spit during the shul, during davening. It throws off your kavana, and it's a lack of kavod. Now there's an interesting comment of the Ramah. In the discussion of Rekika, the Ramah says if you really have to spit to the right and not to the left. Because in general, you do things to the right side. The right side is considered more chashuv. So the Ramah has a kasha. Later on, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about bowing at the end of Shmona Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch says you bow to the left first, then to the right, then to the center. Why the left first? Because the left is opposite Hashem's right. Hashem is facing you when you daven. So you bow to your left, which is Hashem's right, and you're emphasizing Hashem's right. It's more chashuv, so you bow to your left first. So how come over there you bow to the left first, which is Hashem's right side, but here when you're spitting, you spit to the right? So the Ramah gives an answer, and he says that the Shechina never really comes down below 10 tefachim. So when you're davening, the Shechina is not really there right in front of you. So when you're spitting, you're not spitting mamish at the Shechina. You're not doing that. So you emphasize the right over the left. But when you're bowing towards the Shechina. Not that the Shechina is right there, but in the direction of the Shechina. And even though the Shechina is not below 10 tefachim, but since the direction of the Shechina is in front of you, even if it's above you, so you want about a year left, that's in the direction of the right side of Hashem's Shechina Kaviyachol, which is more chashuv. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another answer, which is when you're davening Shmona Esrei, you finish Shmona Esrei, you're facing the Shechina. Here, when you're spitting, the whole idea is that right now, it's like you're taking a break from davening. It's like right now I'm not davening, I'm spitting because I have to spit, then I'm going to get back to my davening. So it's not as if the Shechina is in front of you right now. Kishirokek, ein laduno k'omeg lifnei Shechina. Ein roking lifnei Shechina, you're not spitting at the Shechina, chas v'shalom. So it's like you're taking a break. You're taking a break, so then you focus on your right side. That's more important than the left side. Oh. The Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Dalet, if your talus falls off during davening, so you can put it back on. That's not called the big distraction from your davening, but if it slides off partially. But if it totally falls off, nafal kulo, putting it back on is a big operation. So that's you shouldn't put it back on. That's a hefsek because it's going to disturb you from your davening. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says if the whole talus falls off, even if you're still holding it, im nishara dayan biyado, still putting it back on with the atifa is considered a hefsek. If you're going to be so embarrassed that you are davening without your talus, you're totally tarud without having it on, then you can put it back on, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you finish the bracha which you're in. Sifei, hanose masui al ksefa of higiyas man tefila, if you're carrying something on your shoulders, some sort of burden, so if it's light, you can leave it on your back and you daven shmon esrei, but if it's heavy, you have to put it down. Something heavy is going to mevatel your kavanah, you're carrying a heavy thing, so you should put it down when you daven. If you're carrying something light, it's not going to disturb your kavanah so much, you're allowed to carry something light when you're davening.